snowed. That's been a bit of a challenge this morning. We had cap registration at about 100, so this year we did it a week earlier, and we've seen a little bit of a lower registration, but that's still been, the response is fantastic. Every year we change up the modules. This year we've added another live fire module on top of our regular two, so we're actually doing three live fire modules for all the firefighters so they get in front of some actual heat and smoke and understand what to do when they're placed in those situations. It was basically our chief's idea at the time to do a little hands-on training within the region, and we started small with local regional district departments, and then it just kind of morphed and grew into a bigger event, and it's been really, 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 really well attended since about 2011. We see some repeat firefighters. We always see new faces. A lot of fire departments like to send their new recruits to this training session. They know what to expect. All of the training is either done by our department, or we've brought up Gord Schreiner, the fire chief from Comox, and Pascal Lafreniere, a captain from Comox. They're running the training module. We've got Brent Murnick and Jeff Dykstrom from Abbotsford Fire and Rescue. They're running a training module for us as well. And we've got Myosin Fire doing a training module for us as well.